Chapter 2. Where's Lisa? The girls' youth hostel was in the centre of Sydney, opposite Hyde Park. When Amy woke up early the next morning, she was happy they had their own room. In some hostels, the rooms were bigger, you had to share with a lot of other people. Today, she didn't feel like being polite or nice to anyone. Their room was very small for three people, but there was a nice view of the park below. Lisa liked sitting in the park when she wanted to write in her diary. But this morning, when Amy looked out towards the park, she could only see their friend, Jack. He was sitting alone, near the fountain, reading a book. It was a beautiful sunny day now. The storm of the night before was over, just like a bad dream.
Claire, wake up,
said Amy, touching Claire on the shoulder.
Another 5 minutes,
said Claire, pulling the sheet over her head.
No, you've got to wake up now. Lisa's still not here. She didn't come back last night.
Claire immediately threw the sheets off her and sat up.
Let's get dressed and we'll go downstairs and have some breakfast,
said Claire.
Perhaps Lisa got up early and is already there.
5 minutes later, while they were going downstairs, they met Jack. Jack was travelling as well. He arrived in Sydney on the same day as the girls, and they met as they were checking into the hostel. The four of them soon became friends, and they often spent evenings together, talking until late, sharing pizza and beer in the hostel's garden. Now it seemed like he was in a hurry.
Hello, Jack. Have you seen Lisa this morning?
Asked Claire.
No, I haven't. She's not in the dining hall. Why?
Oh, it's probably nothing. If you see her, tell her that we're looking for her,
said Amy.
I'm leaving today, so I probably won't. But if I see her... Sorry, I'm in a hurry, and I must go and pack my things.
Before they could say goodbye, he ran by them and into his room. Jack was right. There was nobody in the dining hall.
It's 7:15. It's still early. If we sit over there by the window, we'll see her when she comes back. Do you want something to eat?
Asked Claire.
No, I'm not hungry. I think I'll just have some orange juice,
said Amy. In silence, Amy and Claire waited. Every time the door opened, they both looked up, hoping that it was Lisa. At 8 o'clock, the dining hall was starting to get busy, and their glasses of orange juice were still full.
Come on, I can't just sit here anymore. Let's go back upstairs to the room and try to call her on her mobile,
said Claire. Back in the room, Amy dialed 387-452-9113. She walked up and down the room, waiting for the number to start ringing.
Okay, it's ringing,
she said to Claire with a nervous smile.
Shh,
said Claire suddenly.
What is it?
Said Amy. She watched Claire go over to the bedside table and opened the drawer. As she opened it, the ringtone of Lisa's phone filled the room. Amy hung up the phone, disappointed.
Amy! Look! Lisa's purse is in here too.
So Lisa hasn't got her mobile or any money with her,
said Amy.
Oh, Claire, where could she be? This isn't like her at all. What are we going to do?